And before we get started on this video, I want to make a confession. I am a 53-year-old man, and I live with my mom. Yes, it's true. And I'm going to discuss from my personal experience the five myths about multi-generational living as well as five realities. So why don't we jump into those lists right now? Number one, multi-generational living is uncomfortable and it'll cramp my style. Well, while I will agree that it did take a little while for me to get used to having my mother living in the home again, after a few days, it really felt like it was a blessing because we got to talk about old times. We got to rekindle our relationship because she lived several hours away and would only go see her maybe 3 to 4 times a year, if that. And because she's in her 80s, she wasn't driving and wasn't coming to see us. So if we went to see her, it was around our schedule. Now she's here on a regular basis and we get to talk, and it's a very natural thing. So it's not uncomfortable and it hasn't cramped my style at all. The number two myth is that my time is going to be monopolized. And I don't even really know what that means, but I'll tell you from my experience, because I've talked to people that are friends of ours and I'm like, oh, wow, how do you have your mom living with you? Doesn't that create all kinds of situations where she's always wanting you to do things and be there for her all the time? And part of the fact that she's living with us does make that a reality, but it's not anything that is out of the ordinary. It's no different than having our sons living here. It's everyone has needs in a household, and so she's just part of that fabric of our family, and it's really not uncomfortable at all. The number three myth is that expenses will increase. And that's not necessarily so. Here's why. When we do our grocery shopping, we're now more thoughtful about what we're shopping for. And as far as other expenses like the internet and cable television and all those things, they're consolidated so that we're not spending as much money as we used to, and it's become part of our household budget. So number three is definitely a myth. Expenses don't increase and can actually decrease by having that multi-generational dynamic in your home. The number four myth is that you have to include your loved ones in every activity you do. And it's just simply not true. It's always good etiquette to let people know where you're going. But when I'm going on a date with my wife or taking my kids to a ball game, it's not necessary to expect that they should be included in everything. As I said, if you want to express interest in them attending, that's always a good thing and always natural. But sometimes people don't want to go to things that interest you. So don't sweat it. It's not a big deal. And it's certainly a myth that you have to drag people along to things that they don't necessarily want to be a part of. And the number five myth is that you're constantly being judged. Now, that could be a family dynamic issue that could be a challenge, but I can tell you from my own personal experience, I don't feel that at all. I love my mother. I love the dynamic that we've created in our home, how she interacts with my wife, our kids, and it has only enhanced our life. And certainly, if she's going to do any judging on our parenting or anything else, she's going to do it internally because we've already raised our kids for the most part. And any judging that goes on is probably going to be something that she thinks about herself just because of the generational differences. So those are the five myths of multi-generational living. Now let's talk about the realities. First of all, reconnecting with family. One of the most important aspects of having my mom come live with us is the fact that we've reconnected. As I said earlier, it's been probably 35 years since we've lived in the same house. And so a lot changes, even though you visit on a regular basis. It's not the same as living together. And one of the things I enjoy most is sitting around and talking with my mom about some of the old characters from the town we grew up in and some of the stories about family. So that's really something. And also, her sharing those stories with my kids, who obviously weren't around when those things happened. So reconnecting with family is certainly one reality of multi-generational living. Number two is protecting my mother from scammers. Now, whether you have a grandparent or a parent, I cannot stress how many times my mother gets are attempted to be scammed on a regular basis, whether through the mail, whether through email, whether through phone calls, whether through her internet searches. And it is a daily, and I'm not kidding, it is a daily activity to address some of the things that she gets in her email or on her phone as far as things sounding legitimate, looking legitimate, but definitely not being legitimate. So if you do have a multi-generational household, that's one thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stay on top of that situation so that your loved one isn't sending money to anyone or being scammed by an unscrupulous fake nonprofit or something like that. So that's definitely, you are a full-time protection system from scammers when you live in a multi-generational household. Number three is tech support. What do I mean by tech support? If you have someone living in your home that's over 70, 75, my mother's in her 80s, and she has a laptop, some of the things that we take for granted as just mundane everyday functions of computers, of the cable, of the dish network or DirecTV, whatever it is, they don't know how to do that most of the time. And I know I'm painting with a broad brush, but either myself, and there's some things that I don't know how to do, but the good thing about multi-generational living is the grandkids are around and they can also offer their assistance, and they are the most in tune with what's going on in the technical world. So you've got built-in tech support at all angles when it comes to technology in the household, and that is certainly an advantage and a reality of living in a multi-generational household. Number four, and this is so simple, dinner. Dinner time. Getting involved and having that time to share with your family at dinner. And if you're not doing that, and we didn't always do this, so it's something that you really have to practice and think about. But having dinner around the table with the entire family is a huge positive. And it's a positive for a number of reasons. One, we get to talk about our days and share our experiences, but also even the act of making the food. I mean, one thing that I remember that I didn't have for like 35 years was my mother's meatloaf. And now having that back in the household as a regular dinner menu item is pretty damn cool. And so, and she loves to spend time in the kitchen. And so that does a lot of things as well. We get to experience those things together as a family. And that is definitely a reality that is one of the biggest positives of multi-generational living. And the last thing I will say, as far as a reality, is prepare to become an active participant in the healthcare and medical matters of your loved one. And that's just a reality of someone in your home that is in their later stages of their life. They're going to have higher levels of medical and healthcare needs. Now, that could be taking someone to an appointment. That can be going to the dentist and making sure that everything is good there. But you're going to be involved in that. And rather than make it a situation of negativity, embrace it and realize that the healthier your loved one is, the longer they're going to be around and be able to contribute to the family. So that is a reality, and it is something that you need to begin to plan for if you're thinking about multi-generational living. But I can tell you, the positives have far outweighed the negatives in this arrangement that we've had for the last 8 years. And it's something that I really am fortunate to have. And I think that as things continue to evolve in this country, we're going to see more and more multi-generational housing. There are more builders that are building for multi-generational housing. And I think this is going to be a reality. And it's already been happening. And it's something we used to do the last, you know, over the last 100 years that we got away from. But I think it's coming back. And I think if you take the time to embrace those things, realize what it is before you get involved, make the decision as a family, you're going to find that living in a multi-generational household is a positive experience and one that can be enjoyed and cherished by your entire family. I encourage everybody to go to the Senior Care Movement website at seniorcaremovement.com. There you're going to find a community that no matter where you fit in the senior care world, whether you're a senior care professional, a caregiver, a family member who is receiving senior care, or somebody that's interested in getting into the senior care industry, this is a supportive group, a supportive community that is there for you, and I highly recommend all the features we have. There are topics and groups and webinars and online courses that you can take that will help you grow as a professional or get you involved in the senior care industry. So head over to the Senior Care Movement website at seniorcaremovement.com. I hope to see you inside the community soon. Thanks a lot.